Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 126. Or, as we're calling it here, equals day. Yes, 126 maroons and 126 MacBites. Tomorrow, then, is the big day. If you are with us in the chat, and I hope you are with us in the chat, a bit of an issue, as you may have noticed. The chat is there from last night. As Mike has put, we can't get rid of yesterday's chat. There's a maintenance issue. You know what that means. Cock up. Oh, just saying. But hello, Jonathan. You were wondering what was happening. Come on. There's always something happening here. Never dull. CQ, Deb. CQ. We don't play the time warp for a while. Oh, we need to play the time warp. We did have such fun last night, though, with those songs. They were fantastic. Loved it. In fact, I've got my system opened automatically because I've got it hooked into it. And up has popped Grandad Roberts and his son Elvis, which if you weren't with us, you don't care about. But it was fantastic. We had a ball. Oh, loved it, loved it. Jonathan, you have not experienced the time warp fully until you have seen Nina and I do it at a Catanian do on a Saturday night and then stagger, and I do mean stagger, up the church aisle on a Sunday morning going, ah, ah, ah. That happened the last time we went to, I think it was, Macclesfield? Oh, it was bad news. We're not as young as we used to think we were. Let's put it like that. Ooh, right, let me carry on. Glad you enjoyed it, Kim. Hello, Paul. No power? Oh, wow. That would be a showstopper here, literally. Could it be done? Oh, I shall have to think about that one. Yay, you got your magic folders working. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm deep in prep for part two. But it's going okay. It's going okay. It's a start. That's the trouble. It all sounds so simple. And then you start thinking, oh, what if I did this and what if I did that? And that was me yesterday. Mike could be in a better frame of mind. Everything was going so well. We had some food. We sorted Lola out for a walk. We pandered to her every whim, obviously. Then we settled down. The match started. Now, the match is the FA Cup semi-final. So it's a big game. It's at Wembley. It's really weird that there's no supporters there. And they started playing. Now, most of you will know, especially if you're in this country, a football match is 45 minutes each half, a total of 90. But they've started being very anal a few years ago with injury time. So if there's any time wasting goes on, it's added on as extra time. And that happens twice, at the end of the first half and then again at the end of the second half. Obviously, also at the moment, since the COVID thing, they're taking a water break, and that's got to be added on as well. So, 7:15 comes. They're still playing. It said plus 5 minutes injury time. So that would have taken us to just after 7:10. It was all fine. Mike's doing the news live at 7. It was all going to be fine. And then there was a head injury. They actually ended up playing, I think they were into the 11th minute of extra time when Chelsea scored. And Mike had one and a half minutes to get in there to do the news. And his team are now 1-0 down. So that could all have been better. He's not happy. So maybe not want to mention it when he's finished with the news and he comes in. And it's a reasonably length news show today as well. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Don't think of electric beds, do you? Oh no! Genius! Oh, you have a standby generator. We don't. Power-wise, if the power goes off, we've got lots and lots of power bricks, I think we'd probably be okay for a few days. But I've got one iPad and I think it needs a new battery, because when you plug it in, it gets like 95% and then it seems to take forever to get that last bit of charge. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I definitely think it needs a new battery, but it's one of my favourite iPads. It's the 10.5 inch from... when would that be? 10.5. Could be 2016. But it was a good make and model. So I like it. I like that one. So I might have to sort that out. It's out of Apple Care, needless to say. It never breaks when it's in Apple Care. It's just on the cusp or out of Apple Care. You've never heard of an adjustable bed? Jonathan, of course you have. Your mum's a doctor, they must have them. They're like they're not exactly hospital beds, but they all change shape and, oh, they're fantastic. We haven't got one. In fact, our bed, I won't say it's old. I think mum and dad got it as a wedding present. If not, it was very, very soon after they got married. And my mother, being as stubborn as ever, I may be 32, she said, but I am not going into hospital to have my child. Might give me the wrong one. I'm having it at home. So ensued about... Now, you see, you think I'm going to say 6 months, but oh, no, no. She told them she was pregnant. They said she wasn't. So at the point of about 5 months, when you could tell, they finally agreed. So for about 4 months, they just argued. But no, she had her own way. So the bed that we actually have is the bed I was born in. So electric, no. I don't think it even had a crank handle in those days. Oh no, Mum's having a computer problem. No. Ah, Paul's 10.5 needs a new battery. It does drain quickly, but the main issue with it is it's just weird. There's weirdness in the battery department. One, it gets to 95% and then doesn't, it just takes ages to charge after that. It also drops from 100 to 95 fairly quickly. So 95 seems to be the magic number somehow. But last night I plugged it in. I was trying to do something last night during the show where, when not marooned by request, the Asda man arrived. It was hysterical. Unlike the Tesco man, who actually delivers things. No, this guy was like, he brought up a truck and then just dumped it at the door and expected Mike to unpack the whole thing. Whereas the Tesco man does it all. But if you remember, we had to get the stuff from Asda because Madam needed venison sausages and they only come from Asda. So I was trying, Kath wanted to see the video of this delivery. So I was trying on my 10.5 inch iPad to wind back the CCTV that we've got at the front door and do, you know, get it to record a video. At which point it was telling me 10% battery left. So I plugged it in and it didn't start charging. And I'm thinking, why not? And I'm thinking it could be the cable. So I swapped the cable for another one. No joy. Swapped the cable for another one. Third cable. No joy. In the end, I thought, I wonder if there's something wrong with the charger, which I don't think there is because the light's on. Clearly, nobody's home. No, it must be working because I've got other stuff plugged in it. So it just wasn't working on this iPad. So I'm trying to bloody spin discs as a DJ. And I'm saying to Mike, pass me that battery. So I plugged it into a battery pack with a fourth cable. No joy. I thought, oh, just leave it. You know, just hopefully there'll be enough in this 10% battery to do the job that I need it to do. But after about 5 or 6 minutes, I noticed that the charging light was on. So it just seems to basically need a little bit of time to get its all its ducks in a row. But it is one of my favourite iPads. I just feel it's like the right size and it feels nice in the hand. I like having with my iPads a gel back on it so I can just put it on the desk, but there's nothing in the way on the front. But my 11-inch, if you remember, they kind of changed it all. And because the pencil was glued to the side, it's actually quite tricky to find a gel back that actually has all the cutouts you would need. So the 10.5 really does just feel really nice. And I went for a standard case with the magnetic front for the other one. So a lot of the time when I just reach out to use an iPad, it is that 10.5. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But I know it needs a battery. And I'm not venturing out anywhere anytime soon. So it'll just have to wait. Ooh. Not in AppleCare. Yes, this is the problem. But there again, you know, even if it had been, they'd start all the shenanigans with it, wouldn't they? About we got to test this, we got to test that. I took one in once. It was dead. It would not turn on. It was dead. Took them 45 minutes to reach the same conclusion. We've got to try this. We've got to try. It's dead. No. This secret key combination. It's dead. Eventually, she said, it's dead. I thought, really? I already knew that. I'd gone through all of that. So I must admit, puts me off with the AppleCare. It's like I'll be there forever. And I don't really need to be there more than 15 minutes at the moment, do I? Not happening. Deb couldn't sleep unless she had the adjustable bed. I have to have feet. Keep your feet elevated. Better than having half a ton of pillows to prop up the upper half. I must admit, I'm lethal with pillows. I do like my pillows. Have them all over. In fact, we've got one that's like a much bigger. It's not a bed pillow. It's kind of a huge cushion that you may throw on a sofa. But it's upstairs. And sometimes I'll work sat on the bed or, you know, lay on the bed more likely with this huge pillow behind me. But it's a bit much for sleeping. So I take it off the bed and I put it on the floor next to the bed. We also have a huge industrial fan pointing at the bed because it was just hideously hot. I had to move an iMac to put this fan in, just saying. So we've got this fan pointing at the bed. So it points, it's like higher than the bed and it points downwards. So other night gets in there. And I'd noticed Lola usually in the early evening is either in the office with us or on the landing outside between the office and the bedroom. But she's taken to going into the bedroom, which is quite unusual because it's pretty dark. We've got what are called blackout curtains. It's a particular brand of curtain where it blocks all the light out, basically. This is because I work nights and try and sleep in the day. So it is very dark in there if there's not a light on. But she'd taken to going in, so I left her to it. Well, the other night I goes in there and I think, where is she? She's not on the bed. She's not on this side of it or at the foot of the bed. So I creep round very carefully to the far side of the bed. And there she is, laid out on her back, legs akimbo, with one of her front paws stretched right back over her head. And she's leaning on this huge cushion right in front of the fan, fur blowing gently. Should have seen it. I only wish it had been light enough to get a photo, because the minute she twigged I was there, she jumped up like she'd been shot. She's just so cute. Oh, you're back. How did the news go?
Fine.
How's the football?
And I want to play with the dog.
How's the football?
Same as it was at half time.
I've explained the situation. We're all sending positive vibes. Oh, dear. Speaking of delivery, Grandma has decided she wants to continue ordering things moving forward. Exactly, Jonathan. That's exactly what happened to my mother. I'm not having it ordered. I like to go out and get my own stuff. How long did that last after we started ordering it? About a week. The Tesco man arrived. He unpacked everything, unlike the Asda man. Unpacked everything, laid it all out with sweetness and light to her. She was smitten, wasn't she? Only took one delivery. Oh, actually, I think I'll do this delivery thing. There was actually an article in the tech section of the BBC website, and it was basically saying just that supermarkets had now decided that the footfall through the stores has reduced to such a degree, and at the same time, online orders have skyrocketed, that they need to redeploy staff and kind of maybe have more warehouse space than store space. And they don't see that changing much going forward. Got to agree with that. Would you go if you could? Why don't you talk to the microphone instead of having the microphone in mid-air?
I'm just watching Chelsea's second goal.
Oh dear. Not going well. How long have they been playing? About a minute.
Yeah.
that was a bit soft.
That was a lot soft.
Who's in goal?
De Gea.
That explains it. Oh, that was
bad.
That
was a Taibbi.
That was shocking. Had he not come back from half-time?
Doesn't look like
it. He actually got both hands to it and it still went in the net.
I could have saved that.
Yeah, I was a hockey goalkeeper. I would definitely have saved that. While charging forward with a hockey stick flying, cricket pads on, screaming at my defence. That's what I used to do. He is an idiot. That was shocking. Oh dear, Mike's now in a worse frame of mind. Grandpa likes it because Grandma doesn't come back with things she doesn't need. Need, Jonathan. Remember, need, want. Jane, because. The way Grandma was going on about the Sainsbury's man thinking written into their will. You see how it happens? Just like my mother, not going anywhere near it. And you know, she could write a dissertation on why she wasn't having things delivered. There was the time, because obviously the newspapers get hold of stuff, and it was someone had ordered lemons and they got lemon washing up liquid. So that went in her dissertation. And if we heard this once, we must have heard it every time online shopping was mentioned. It's not the same as going. Oh, we heard it for years. I can't remember. Why did we actually order it online in the end? Were you away or something? I don't know why.
I can't remember.
All of a sudden, because it wasn't her order, it was our order. I vaguely remember soup being in it. Gluten-free soup, but I don't know why. But whatever the reason was, Mike said, well, you're going to have to tell her. And I said, well, it's not her stuff. It'll be fine. As I put a tin hat on and went down to explain what we'd done. And I said, right, Mum. And there was a reason, but I don't know what. I can't remember what it was. So I said, so we've got a delivery coming, but it's only our stuff. Don't worry. And she was like, oh, well, OK, then. So, but, you know, it wasn't her stuff, so she couldn't really say anything, could she? Oh, that was the end of it. Only took one delivery. Maybe she will, Jonathan. She might cut you out of it. Oh, you are going to get them up and running on the iPad. Oh, yes. We keep saying that about Mike's mum, because she had a Windows laptop, which had definitely reached the end of its useful life, to be honest, even though it was working. You know, when you can't unplug it and stuff, it's not portable. Was that the second one she had or the first?
First.
Was it second hand?
Yeah, it was second hand.
Somebody set it up, didn't they? So it was second hand when she got
it. Eric.
But she has written 3 books, 4 books on it.
Yeah.
Published author. So she'd done all of that on it, but it literally just died. And we'd already said how much she would... I think she'd use it more if it was an iPad, because she'd be able to carry it through to the living room. Whereas because this thing needed to be tethered to power, it was in the little office, and it stayed in the little office. But then she decided unilaterally she wanted a new phone. She wanted a smartphone. She wasn't sold particularly on an iPhone. I don't think she minded one way or the other, but we did. Because we were working on the principle we'd need to support her with it. And I don't know what it's like in other countries, but over here, there seems to be like 2 ways to buy. You either buy the phone outright, and then it's up to you to get some kind of connectivity on it working, which is the way we go. We actually buy the phone from Apple, pay the full going rate, and then we have a rolling contract with O2. And we've been with O2 since 2008. Yeah, 2008, summer of 2008. So we just take the SIM out the side, pop it in the new one, we're good to go. The other way of doing it is where you go into like one of the suppliers, one of the cellular data suppliers, and you take a contract and the phone comes with it. But it's not going to be the latest model of phone. And to some degree, you don't really get much of a choice with it. I mean, you do if you want to pay stupid prices. So you may be paying something like £70 a month. And what that will be, some of it will be your mobile data and contract, and some of it will be basically buying the phone. But we didn't want an element of buying the phone to be in the monthly fee. We just want to buy the phone and then put the SIM in it. So That's the way we went. But obviously for her, there would have been that huge upfront expense. So we were going to have to go down the route of finding a contract that included a phone. And she wanted to stay with the people she was with, who are EE. So we get into the EE store. What a fiasco. On the walls, they had, I would say, every phone known to mankind, which there was, as long as it was Android, or I think at the time, Windows Phone. Now, the one I would probably have looked at more seriously than anything they had on the wall was, what's it called? Is it OnePlus? Yeah, the OnePlus. Yeah. Because that has fantastic reviews. But we were like, well, you know, she was like, well, this is what I've got now. And how much are you paying now? And it was something really ludicrous, like £8 a month, because it was a really old phone. And I think the phone had long been paid for and she wasn't using that many minutes. But I'd said to her, you know, you really need an iPhone. It'll change your life. And we're thinking she's got a grandson who lives, 100 miles away, maybe 120, yeah, something like that. So to be able to do FaceTime would have been amazing. So I'm saying it's going to be life-changing, this. And I think she was a little bit sceptical. Like, hey, it'd be a nice toy, but it won't change my life. So we goes into the store. And the answer to every question was, would you like to buy this Android one? There's an Android one. And I'm thinking, this is a bit suspicious. There was no Apple branding on the walls. Nothing. So I said, do you do iPhones or not? Because I'm thinking, we'd got Sony phones, we'd got Windows, we'd got everything, but we did not have iPhones. I said, do you actually have iPhones or not? Well, yes. I said, right, let's have a look at those then. But obviously I was expecting something stupid like £60 a month, and she wasn't up for paying that kind of money, and I don't blame her. And as Jonathan says, not everybody can afford the £1,000 up front. There are ways to get cheaper phones, but you'll probably get a better phone, a more modern iPhone. So if you wanted to pay like £400, you'd probably get an iPhone that was like four revisions back. But possibly you'd get one, two revisions back if you did have it on basically a contract. So she finally disappeared. And the Android phones, I think they'd quoted, was it £12?
Think it was
something like that, and it included, and then there was like, for £12 a month you can get this, and for 14 you can get that, and for 15 or 16 you can get this. And I'm thinking, I'm dreading to think how much these iPhones are. But I pushed and she disappeared, and she came back with some iPhones. And I'm like, right, okay, now we're talking. Well, your mum's face lit up when she saw the pink one. It's a girl thing. No, my face did not lie. I was like, don't get that one. If you must have anything, get the white one. So I said, right, so how much is that one then? And what kind of data are we talking? What kind of minutes are we talking? And I think she's paying £12. And that includes the phone. Well, to say it has changed her life is an understatement. We've actually got a photo of her, haven't we, signing the contract?
Yeah.
Do I detect good news happening over there?
No.
Or is this a substitution?
Substitution.
Another one.
Mm.
He's sulking. Leave him be.
Sulking.
So we did a really good deal there. So she got a contract deal. I think it was 18 months. But she couldn't believe the price. I couldn't believe the price. But if you walked in there and you were looking for a phone, they would give you an Android phone. And it's because they make more money off them. But to not even have a section with iPhones displayed, what are they on? But she said, thank God you came with me, because I would have just taken one of the ones that she offered. She wouldn't have known what to push for, but she ended up with, it was an iPhone SE. So it was a decent phone as well. So she's very, very, very happy with her phone. And I think if she had an iPad, oh yes. So I'm sure the day will come. Just depends now. So do they have SIM-free in America? Or is that... is that not a thing? Oh, glad you sorted, Kim. But yeah, we absolutely cripple ourselves buying the phone, don't we, Jonathan? I pay 20 a month, but I have 100 gig of data. And I know, Jonathan, you don't have anything like that. And my 100 gig of data, yeah, not really getting much use at the moment. But does need to be there for days when, you know... Virgin goes down and I'm trying to broadcast
what
the live
was
show.
Our first phone? Was it a Nokia?
Our first phone?
Yeah.
It was a Nokia.
A Nokia what?
Oh, it was the one with the...
pull-out aerial.
Yeah, with a knobbly end on. A really skinny aerial with a knobbly end on. It wasn't that one, Jonathan, because if you were 15...
Was it that?
When did I get mine?
Was it that one? I think it was that.
No, it wasn't.
We had those.
We had that one. That was the next one. No, it was the one before that, and it had a really... aerial, they were called. A whip aerial. They're just a piece of wire with like a bit of plastic
something
on the top.
Something like that one, wasn't it?
That's more like... You move the microphone, I can't see. That could well be it. That's it.
Yeah.
Although that says Motorola. Ours was a Nokia.
No, it says Nokia on it.
It was a Nokia. It looked like that one. Post that one, it looked like that. Jonathan, you were 3 when we got our first mobile phone. Oh, God, that's scary. It was 1992. I told the tale of how come I ended up with a mobile phone.
Yeah,
age 25, unable to afford it. Have I told you that one? Oh, what a story that was. Yes, because there's no way I would have had one that early because they were so expensive. You couldn't use them. People phone, I remember people phone. Oh, good grief. Mike's got the picky of our first one. So he'll put that in, won't
you? I've just posted the link.
All right, let's have a look at this one.
Johnny's never heard his mum shout so much when the bill came through.
Come on, let me copy this link. Don't be awkward. Right. Oh, I remember those.
I've just reposted Anthony's link instead of posting it in the URL bar.
Nicely done, Mike. Not that one.
Yeah, I remember those, I think.
I do remember those, yeah. No, the story of how I got it. Mike and I started going out in April 1992. And in September of 1992, I started at the College of Law in Chrisleton, which is in Chester, which is about 50, 55 miles from home. But I decided, rather than waste money on accommodation closer to it, I'd spend that money on petrol and I would travel there every day and back. And it's a pretty decent road to get there. It's a motorway. So I would travel, I think it is it 10 miles from home to the M6? It is, isn't it? But it didn't go as far as the M6. I got onto the 56. So probably about 5 miles from home, I would get onto the motorway. And at the other end, I would literally get off the motorway and the college was there. So it was motorway all the way, which I guess was marginally safer, basically. But this particular day, it was about... I'd not been going that long because I remember vaguely it was November. So I'd probably only been going a couple of months. And I'm driving down the motorway, broad daylight. I'm doing probably about 56, 60 miles an hour because I had to conserve petrol. I was paying for it. And while I was full time at the College of Law, I couldn't do a job as well. So I was basically living on my savings. So I was being very frugal and I was not speeding. This is relevant. Good job I wasn't. So I'm moving along at a reasonable pace in the slow lane. But the one in front was going even slower. In fact, I think he actually overtook me, the idiot. But basically, this big thing flew past like a truck. On the back of it, it had fence posts, fence panels, stuff like that. And as it went past, it passed me and then it pulled in again, as it should do, into the slow lane. And it carried on going. I don't know what happened, because my dad was a transport manager and I know how many rules and regulations there are. So this definitely, absolutely should not happen at all. But two of the fence panels, two of the fence posts fell off the back of this thing. And you know, like when you're going that fast and it's like watching it in slow motion. It was about 1,800 yards ahead of me. And I could just see these fence posts coming off it. I think there were two, possibly three. And obviously he was going that fast and he'd swung in front of me that they were at an angle as well. And they fell off the back of it and bounced on the road in front of me and bounced up and smashed into my car. So I think two hit the bonnet and then all three hit the windscreen. So I'm like, there's nowhere to go. I can't move in into the next lane because there's traffic in it. So I have to swerve onto what we call the hard shoulder, which is basically the bit that you can stop on in an emergency, only in an emergency. You can't close your eyes either and you can't take your hands off the wheel and these things are coming and smashing in front of you. So I careered off onto the side and stopped and kind of closed my eyes and thought, OK, you've stopped and you're still alive. And I opened my eyes and I was expecting to see glass all over the lot and it hadn't actually smashed. I have no idea how. These were wood and metal fence posts. I don't know. But what had happened was the mirror had ejected. So there is a safety mechanism in the mirror, the rear view mirror, where if there's a front on impact, it just detaches. And the idea is it falls off before you hit it. And that would cause you more damage. So I got out, had a look. Yes, we had bumps and a huge dint in the bonnet, but I was in one piece. So I carried on to college and somehow made it through the afternoon. But I then needed to find a phone to ring my mum and dad and say, I am coming, you know, obviously I'm fine, I'm coming back, but bit of an incident, might need the car looking at. Well, we'll need the car looking at because it's illegal to drive without a rear view mirror. And mine was in the footwell, so I had to pick it up and I had to drive home, one hand on the steering wheel and the other holding the mirror up. Couldn't make this up. When I got back, my mum said, you're not doing that again, because obviously on the motorway, if you needed an emergency phone, it could be 2 miles in any direction. So I got back home and she said, how about a mobile phone? How about you go the old road, which means not the motorway. So it's going to take longer. You can only go like 50 miles an hour instead of 60 or 70. But how about a mobile phone in case there's an emergency? So we went out to a place called, was it? It wasn't Carphone Warehouse, was it?
No, can't remember where it was.
Oh, I'm sure it was called Carphone. I think it was called Carphone. Jonathan will know exactly where this is when I describe it. It's on the main road out of Manchester. It's on your left-hand side as you head towards Altrincham. And it was a really weird-looking building. It had loads of aerials on the roof. It's just past Old Trafford Football Ground. As you reach a place used to be called Slumberger. On the corner. It's gone now. But there's basically like a huge junction where three roads meet. And it was just there. I think it was Selnet, the first one we went with. So what we did was, I think I went in with Mum and we got the phone. And we were going to Mike's that night to watch a football match. So I had this phone on charge. And like Jonathan says, you charge them weekly. They lasted forever. Particularly mine because I never made any calls with it. It was actually £1 a minute to make a call. So unlike Jonathan who got into trouble with the bill... I never used it unless it was a dire emergency. But what we did was we had it on charge and I hid it underneath the coffee table. So Mike arrived home from work and we gave him a piece of paper with this number on. I think it was Dad did it so he wouldn't be think it was me. And he said, could you just ring this number? So yeah, Mike's like, yeah, sure. So he rings this number and my new mobile phone starts ringing. And he's like, What's that? He took the look, a mobile phone. You're like, hang up, don't make a call. He'll bankrupt you. And I think it was within the week you had to have one.
Mm.
So then Mike gone, exactly the same. I'm thinking, you know, whatever that was, I can't remember what the number was because I didn't keep that number, did I? But when we upgraded to the one that, did you post the picture of that one? Is this a Nokia 1610? 1610 was a fabulous phone.
Yeah.
Jonathan, £110. Who'd you call? It wasn't go, 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 was it, Jonathan?
I said that to Lola.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Trying to get her in the house. Go, go, go. Yeah, I've posted that link.
The Nokia 1610 was... I just love that phone. I thought it was fantastic. So when we went in to upgrade, that was when we got consecutive numbers.
Oh.
Oh, and we've still got them to this day. Although it was a close-run thing with an iPhone, wasn't it?
Mm.
So I had my mobile phone with me, but I think I made like 2 calls in about 3 years. Until the price went down, you could actually afford it. Unlike my father, who ended up spending was about £70-80 a month just on calls. That was when he got his iPhone. £30 phone bill and video clips and apps. Oh, Jonathan. At least you learnt your lesson. Classic. Classic. Dad's was mainly, I think, talking to people. He would ring relatives and stuff and just yak for hours, you know, with no concept of how much that was costing. But, I mean, he was paying the bill. So, you know, every month he would, it was those scratch card thingies that you did it with, top-up cards. So he knew what he was spending, but I think it never quite clicked with him because he was going to buy a card and then put the card on. So he didn't think at the end of every month, how much have I spent this month, as you would if a bill came in. It was just like, oh, I'll get a £10 card, I'll get a £10 card. But he didn't realise he was buying like 2 a week. It was in a ridiculous amount of money. So, of course, when it came to him buying an iPhone, the issue then was I knew this was the iPhone 3G. I knew he could get an iPhone for about £36 a month, and that would include a certain number of minutes. So he wouldn't be paying for the calls, and that would be less than half the price he was paying already. But for him to get that past mum, how was he going to tell her he was spending £80 a month on calls already? Yeah, so she was saying it can't possibly be cheaper. £36 a month, it can't possibly be cheaper to have an iPhone. I had to explain that. She went orbital. I mean, honestly, I think every penny he had, he was spending on either his car, cigarettes. He smoked probably about 40 a day, but he would never have admitted to that. Probably he would have admitted. Well, he would have said, what was the phrase he used? Not reducing them. He had this phrase, and basically, like, I'm smoking less and less. I'm taking them down. Rubbish. Rubbish. 40 a day. And his phone. That was where his money went. He was lethal with it. But he did love his iPhone, didn't he?
He did.
Because then he took some of the money he'd previously been spending on just calling people, and he took out a Sky Mobile subscription, which was Sky Sports Mobile. It was, I think, did it start at £4 or went to £5?
Something like that.
But it was no more than £5 a month, and he could watch at home all the sports he wanted. It only got tricky. You'll appreciate this, Jonathan, after that bill. The tricks you have to pull to make it things work. He was on a contract that was unlimited data. How much data is unlimited data? Well, the logical answer to that would be unlimited. Guess what? It's not. Because he got admitted to hospital, took his phone with him, and obviously...
There's no such thing as unlimited data.
Then why do they say unlimited?
But he pushed it to the limit.
Yeah, but you know... His
fair use policy.
Yeah, but
he pushed it to the limit.
In his defence, he had certainly not pushed the data for the year or so, 2 years he'd had the phone. So if there was a sudden uptick in the amount of data he was using, you know, suck it up, O2, for a bit. He was only in hospital 2 weeks, but he'd burnt through like a gig of data, which was a huge amount apparently at the time. So unlimited did not mean unlimited. It probably is in the small print, but we certainly couldn't find an amount. But he'd got to the point, this is so funny, this. He'd got to the point where he didn't use the phone, basically, or they would cut him off. So it looked like he was going to be in hospital for at least another week. And mum didn't mind spending money so he could watch his football. That way he wasn't nagging at her when she went to visit. I've got no football. So she said, like, is there any way we can do anything? And at the time, they didn't let you buy more data, which, again, is ridiculous. okay, you're on unlimited data, but it's not unlimited because there's some kind of small print and there's a limit on it. Fine, then let me buy some more because my dad's in hospital and he needs data. But no, you couldn't do that. But what you could do was buy a SIM with more data on it, which meant that we had jiggery-pokery to do with it. We had to, at the hospital, take the SIM, his SIM, out of the phone, put the new SIM in it, and then tell him he had X amount of data. And then when that ran out, we'd get another SIM and we'd put that one in. So for him watching the football, he was happy as a bunny. Happy boy. The issue was, though, we then had the SIM that was his phone number and the number he needed for his text. And we didn't have two phones at the time. So that came back here. That caused ructions. He was sending messages from the new number, but people were replying to the old number. We were getting text messages. We were like, oh, he's told Uncle Claude. He's like, we don't speak to Uncle Claude. It was so funny. There was nothing private anymore. And Dad's like, I've not heard from my sister Brenda. I thought you have, but don't tell Mother. You know, I've seen it. It was a classic. Thank God he was only in 2 weeks. But there were a number of times we had to change that SIM. Are things any better these days, do you think? Do you think things are better organised?
Probably.
Well, we've got 100 gig of data, haven't we? And I don't think I've ever got anywhere near it. It's basically for backup. We have paid up to about... The most we paid per month, I think, was £36, but that included the phone when there was no other way to do it. We choose now to pay 20 rather than like 15 and get only 20% of the data, just as a backup, particularly at the moment with the COVID thing, because I wouldn't want to be dashing out and having to buy extra SIMs to do things. Virgin doesn't go down often, touch wood, but when it does, it's spectacular, and usually in the middle of a show. I think I've used about 25, 30 gig one month when it was a particularly bad month, or I've been out a lot. Was that another one I saw just go in? Oh, for crying out loud. It's now 3-0 and he's looking less happy by the minute. I think he's on the way out, that keeper.
Yes.
Because even if I was sat there on a stool peeling potatoes, I couldn't have done a worse job than that. Not good. Well, what they will let you do nowadays, if you do get to the limit of whatever your data is, this is O2. Who are you with, Jonathan? Forgotten. Who are you with on your mobile? They will let you buy more. So you can literally just get onto customer service and tell them how much you want to buy. And they'll quote you a price and you can buy it, which is great. 8 gig a month and rarely used two. Yeah, if you're at home or in an office, great. You're with three. I love three. We went with them for a MiFi. Remember MiFi devices? Used to hook onto them with... Well, you could use laptops with them and iPads that didn't have mobile data. So we had a MiFi and you could put any SIM in it. So we went into a 3-store in town and we went with three. It worked fantastically. Oh, it was brilliant. The only problem was it doesn't work here. So for a backup device for us to broadcast with, if our house internet goes down, it was no good for that. It didn't work here at all. So we took it back. There was like a 14-day you can take it back. But obviously we'd use some of the data and we were more than happy to pay for the data. And they were like, nope, not a problem. If it doesn't work where you are, you don't have to pay anything. They were so good. The customer service was so good. And I said to them, you know, if ever we find that we can get a signal, then we're definitely going to come back to you. And he said, I hope it works out that way. He said, you can always come back in and just get another SIM and give it a go, and if it doesn't work, just bring it back, which I think is great customer service, and I appreciate that. Hello, Paul. Good morning to you. Oh, we've not finished with Sunday yet. Crying out loud. £8.21 a month. That is good going, isn't it? That is very good. I've got unlimited minutes, unlimited texts. We actually went with the contract we're on for unlimited minutes. Because way back in the day, although we mustn't get Jonathan too excited, must we? We were using Skype to record MacBytes. Remember MacBytes, the original MacBytes, just saying. we've equaled that today. And Skype just was not playing ball one night. We tried what was iChat. It was just too far out of sync. So I said to Mike, do you know what? As long as we could hear each other. So we had 63 minutes at the time. And I said, well, I've got this new phone, so I'm going to upgrade to 4G and unlimited minutes. And we would, you know, in a month, put maybe 9-10 hours of calls on it. They don't seem to mind with minutes and texts. It's the data they get sniffy with now, isn't it? Almost 5 a.m. Oh, my word. Oh, bedtime then for me. Bedtime. Is it going to be a good day? Jonathan, Sunday night, lovely. We have a breeze. We have a blue sky. It is 16 degrees, which is only 1 degree better, you know, better in terms of cooler than yesterday. It even says the sun is shining, and yet it's cooler because there is a breeze. So I'm enjoying Sunday. I am very much enjoying Sunday. Oh, I had a question for you guys as well. Now, what was that? Let me have a look. I think it was a question about something I was contemplating covering. But I wonder what. Oh, by the way, in the meantime, I've put a book in Slack. It was the one we were talking about with Dev and Think. I couldn't believe I was searching for something else. And that came up. Obviously, it's indexed. Google's indexed the entire book. It's the Take Control book that you can buy for free. So you have to go through a purchase process with Take Control books. But it's just there, available to download. So I put it into Slack. For convenience's sake. No, it's not on there. I wonder what it was I was going to mention. Was it in here? Nope, don't think it was in there either. Maybe it was in next week's show. Hang on, let's go and have a look at next week's show. Organisation A, notice that, next week's show. Next week's show. No, I've got no idea what that was. Maybe it was something to do with Dev and Think. Oh, no, I know what it was. We heard, we sent a mail out earlier today to my VIP list with all the direct links to the stuff from Friday night. And we heard from John. And John came up with a good idea. And I wondered how interested everybody else would be in the topics that he'd suggested. One of them was numbers. So how many of you use numbers? Let me know if you use Numbers or Excel or Google Sheets or you don't care about spreadsheets at all. Let me know while I find this email. Where's it gone? There we go. He suggested there is a new function in Numbers and it's all to do with regex. I have no clue what that would do in Numbers. It isn't in Excel, is that right? No regex function? He's having a look. Not one is used if it is. But do you use Numbers? So you're letting me know that. Would you be interested in knowing about this regex function? Because John would be. And what else did we have? A couple of other suggestions as well. So let me know. Excel then Google Sheets. I was a Numbers girl. I would first turn to Numbers. Then when I moved to Google Docs, which was, well, seriously, I've had a Google Docs account since forever, but seriously started using it. It was 2018 and it made sense given how bad Numbers is at sharing because, hey, it's backed onto iCloud, so forget it. Hang a bunny foot up and sacrifice a chicken and you might.
No, there is no regex function.
Didn't think there was. I wonder why they've added it then.
Alternatives.
It's the one in Google Sheets. Because it's not like Apple to come up with something original. You know, XLookup, they ripped off Microsoft with it. Just saying. So would a business actually be better if I use two computers? Can you give us more information? Hang on.
Yeah, there is. There's regex match. Regex extract and regex replace.
Ah, well, that explains it, doesn't it? They've whipped it off Google. Oh, I see. Right, Kim. Yes, personal and business setup. I think the business one has centralised billing, doesn't it, and centralised management. But if you are one person, you are supposed to take their other one, which is the basic setup, which gives you one computer unless you're grandfathered on two. But I think you have to beg for that. And then you add extra seats to it. 12 degrees. I'd swap with you, Paul. I would. Oh, Anthony's liking Margin Note. I was blown away by Margin Note, Anthony. The only reason that I actually seriously looked at it was I was so peeved that I couldn't use Liquid Text because I hadn't moved to Catalina. I love Liquid Text on the iPad, and I thought it would be brilliant to have access to the same stuff on the desktop. And it didn't work like that. So I thought, I saw Margin Note as like, maybe it could sort of do some of the same stuff. But when I got going with Margin Note, I thought, whoa, this is a million times better. Because I've got the automatic outline view, I've got the mind map created, I can edit the mind map, just amazing. And I think it was because the first thing I tried it with was something that I thought was fairly basic. I literally just looked at the first thing that was on my desktop, which happened to be an article about, you know, 3 million ways to copy and paste on the Mac. And I was doing a piece on that. Because as I say to you, there's the way I work, and then there's like, well, maybe there's other ways to do this, and I just don't do it. So I'm going to read three articles, and I usually sort of do make it three articles, so I get different views on it, and think, okay, so there's these ways, but I don't use them, and I'll include that. So I stuck one of these articles in, and in extracting the bits into the mind map, I then started rearranging it, and I ended up with like an entire session just done in minutes. Whereas normally, because everything's sequential when you make the highlights, it's very difficult to turn it into something of your own. Your eyes are going up and down and up and down, thinking, where was the bit on such and such? Because I want to put that somewhere else. So I'd done it with MindNode before today, but I still found it quite a fragmented process. But Margin Note, loving it, loving it. So we've got a vote for Excel there, numbers for basic stuff. Sheets. You prefer numbers if regex is regular expressions. Yes, it is. Do you get cellular data on your iPads? I don't. No, I used to. My first one.
Your first one was, wasn't it?
My first one was, and my second one was. But by the time I got to the third one, I'd given that up, and I was piggybacking it onto either tethered data on my phone, is how I do it now, or this MiFi device. And it was easier to do that because as a MiFi device, you could share the data. So O2 at the time didn't have tethering. So we went for this MiFi device and got like 3 gig, which meant that we went out one day, we had two laptops on it, two phones and three iPads. It was just brilliant. So we went that way. So no, I don't buy cellular data at all. If I could get away without cellular on my phone, I would. If I could just put data in it, because I don't particularly need minutes and texts. I don't. Oh, they've got a penalty. Do you think they can stuff this up yet, Mike?
Probably.
Oh, he's not in the best frame of mind with them. Let's see how it goes. That's not Rashford. Has he gone off? I've no idea who that one is.
Fernando.
Oh, right.
Fernandez. Bruno.
He reminds me. Oh, he looks like Dave Day, that bloke. Oh. What? Is the hip, hopper skipping
hop,
a jump?
Skipping a jump.
Crying out loud. They've got one back. He's a happier bunny now. So Anthony's working exactly the same way. Do you know, every single thing I've tried with Margin Note as well has worked. I was sat there thinking, I wonder if I could put some extra text in. Oh, I can. Another thing I did was I wonder if I can drag from the document, either with a mouse or with your finger on the iPad version. Can I drag from there? So instead of just highlighting and clicking the add button and then having to put it in the right place, can I highlight it and drag it over and instantly make it a child of something? Yes. Literally everything I thought of, the answer was yes, you could do it. It's one of those apps I think you need to spend a little bit of time in. And it also helps, of course, if you've got something that you're trying to repurpose or use as source material, and or you're trying to map notes out of a book, which I love it for. Absolutely love it. Can you embed a YouTube video? Is this in Margin Note? I've not actually tried it. You could download a YouTube video in it and put it in there. I don't know about actually taking the URL and putting it in there. Shall we try? That's a very good question. Let's try. What have I got in here? Beginner's guide to something or other. Oh, yes, that's what I was watching. Right, let's have a look. Let's make a new note. I'm so bad calling things test, test, test. You would have to have in it, unless I click there. Let's try this. Ah, interesting. Right, let's get that in. And I appear to have a window. Right, does that work? Is that in the document? What I've done is I've taken... why aren't you doing that? Add a web page. There's my web page. Oh, there it is. Right. No, I don't want a bookmark. Where's the add button? What's that? Oh my god. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you do it in a different way. Let's see if it's put that in there. So it looks like it has. We might need to change the view of that page. Can I get that playing? Sort of, Paul. I've taken the URL of a YouTube page, and when I created the new note, there was an add button in the top right hand corner, and I clicked that, and I have added the YouTube page to it, but I'm not sure I can actually get that video to play from there. I'd probably download it, and that way I'd actually have the video in case it disappears. I actually went through my watch later list the other day. Does anybody else use that on YouTube, watch later? And four of the videos had been made private. And when they're made private, the title's taken away. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I was researching at the time, but I won't be watching those then, will I? So it's a good idea, if a video is important, to probably download it first. And then, of course, you can put the video in. Right, let's go back up here again. And Regex might be useful as TechSoap uses it. There are various dialects of Regex. So you could learn Regex in one app, but unlike Markdown, where it's the same across the board, Regex isn't. But there is a fantastic app if you wanted to have a play with it, which is called Expressions. I don't think it's expensive. Let's have a look. But there is even better news, irrespective of how expensive it is. So I've already got it, so I'm going to the App Store to get a price, which means I've got to go through hoops. Thank you, Apple. I've got to copy the link, and then I've got to open it in a browser, because they don't want me to see how much it is now in case it's cheaper. It's $7.99, and that's dollars. I assume pounds is the same. Why, when it's got GB in it, is it telling me it's in dollars? All right, $7.99. $7.99, £7.99. It's a regex editor. A regex editor being two things. It is on setup. I was coming to that. Yes, Expressions is on setup. It's two things. It's an editor that lets you create a regex string. And then at the bottom of it, it is a preview. So you can put in sample data and then run the regex against it to see if it's bringing you back what you want. So what I'd written a regex string for, to test out the application, was I'd taken the show notes from a MacBytes, by the look of it, probably from about a year ago. And I was looking for I was trying to create a regex string that would take away H1s, or replace it with something. Whatever I was trying to do, that was what I was trying to do. And I put the sample text in the bottom, which was actually real text from the last show, put that in there, and then ran the regex against it. Obviously, it's not doing anything. It's just previewing it. But it worked brilliant. So yes, that's a good one. But not all regex is equal. So the different dialects are, if you were in Google Sheets, that might use dialect one of regex. But if you then move on there to InDesign, which also uses regex, that could be a completely different dialect. So it would be recognisable as regex, but the syntax would be slightly different. Different enough to break if you took it from app to app to app. I'll say that about it. But yeah, I can certainly have a look at that. I'm not sure, to be honest, what the regex function actually does. I would imagine it's going to take a regex expression and it's going to run it against the contents of a specific cell that's referenced. That would be my guess. But it's not in Excel, so Mike doesn't care. Do you, dear?
No.
No. He cares about as much as he cares about this match. They're into extra time, aren't they, Mike?
Injury time.
We're not going to Wembley, are we? We're not going to the cup final this year. No. Or if we are, only as guests. So United and City both got to the semis and both got knocked out in the semis. Mm. So it's a London affair. That's probably better all round given the COVID situation, although that's not much use to you, is it, Mike?
No.
Sorry about that. Okay, right. So Paul linked to my blog post for Friday's Mount Boys After Hours. Try to test margin out and don't think. Linked to it from where? Or have I missed something? Or was there an N in there that shouldn't have been? Do you know, why didn't they just leave it at two activations? That's what they needed to do with setup. Idiots. Did you want to embed the entire map by its after hours? No, it was a long one. I'm with you now. Yes. Do you know, we were convinced that was going to be a short show. But we've got to rein ourselves in. So we might just decide to do one topic and be done. We've got to give Jonathan a fighting chance. Although now it's 8-8, Jonathan. 8-8 and a VAR. Not doing bad. Would regex make a good topic for after hours? I guess it would. But it would make most sense if you had a use case for it. So one of the things that I would probably use it for, in anger as it were, you know, for real, would be InDesign. And I don't know how many people use InDesign. Having said that, I've not actually tried it in this particular app. But did you know, Jonathan, that there's regex in Affinity Publisher? So that might make a good demo. We'd have to find out what dialect that particularly speaks. But the idea would be, if you've got something in Affinity Publisher, and let's say all the way through it, you've said DevonThink 3, DevonThink 3. Did I mention DevonThink 3? And all of a sudden, it's DevonThink 4. Not that that's happening anytime soon. But DevonThink 4. You could go through and... Now, that would be more than a find and replace, because you wouldn't want to replace every instance if it was just DevonThink, or every instance of that if you're referring back to another one. So it would enable you to be very specific in how you address that change. Another thing I've seen people use it for is when they've written a book and they've got the book as far as an application that supports regex, and then they've decided to change, like, the lead character name. And the easiest way to do that, make sure they've got a name that's easily hookable. By hookable, I mean that the regex expression can find it in the first place. And then the rest of the regex expression would then say in the following circumstances, or where it's near this, or by that. So, yes, BBEdit has it as well. I'm thinking where I've used it a lot. I think pretty much it was InDesign. Could have been Sublime Text. I use both BB Edit and Sublime Text. BB Edit is a million times faster when it comes to editing HTML by hand, or any kind of code by hand. BB Edit has quite
I've got a good example.
Go on.
Devon Think.
Oh, yes! Who got told off? I know what you're going to say. Because I was the one that told you off.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you talk through it then.
Nope, you talk through it. Take your mind off the march.
It's almost
painful enough to start with.
No, because I might swear halfway through.
It's all right, I nearly did that yesterday.
Yes, we know.
Only nearly.
You said the first two letters.
I did say the first two letters, but luckily it was an S and another one rather than the F one.
Across the entire MacBite site, Devon Think is... It's finished now. Devon Think...
It's pretty much over at half-time, Mike.
...has been misspelt. Not misspelt, but it should be capital Devon and little Think.
And somebody...
One of us...
wasn't me.
Had not put the capital Devon.
No.
Now...
He hadn't.
The way that WordPress works is everything is stored, as you know, in a database. But if you export the database, the entire contents, you can export it as a text file. I can't do a find and replace on Devon Think to be capital Devon, little Think, because that would affect any URLs that might be in there. Or, you know, anything where we don't want it to be capital Devon, little Think. So that's where we could use regular expressions, isn't it?
By excluding...
By excluding anything that was HTTP/...
Just, you only need the slashes.
Yeah. Actually, it's not devonthink.com, is it, anyway? It's Devon Technologies.
So yeah, but it might be slash devonthink, da-da-da. Yeah. So there would probably be... I think if you wanted it... Well, the places I saw it and thought, oh, for crying out loud, all had a space after it, whereas a URL wouldn't.
Right. Yeah.
So you would just hook into... You could actually probably do a find and replace with a space.
Yeah.
But I take your point. If you couldn't...
Yeah.
Then you could say only in certain circumstances. So it regex has a look ahead and a look backwards, and basically what it's doing is it's found the word Devon Think, but... What you are saying to it is, and look ahead one character. Is it a space? If it is, then do this. If it's not, carry on. So it's like a tiny little program. I'm liking Jonathan's logic here, though. He's nearly mastered Markdown and he needs a new challenge. I could be very sarcastic there, Jonathan, but I won't be. I won't mention. by definition, I'm mentioning. I've got a challenge. How about making it to the end of the show next week? We could top 5 hours. We could really challenge you. Wouldn't you enjoy that? And anyway, are you going to celebrate tomorrow, Jonathan, or commiserate? This is the burning question. Because tomorrow is... Are you ready? It's day 127. And Jonathan said... He predicted Mystic Jonathan, closely related to Mystic Meg. He predicted that, well, did he predict or did he say, do you think we'll ever get there? One or other, Jonathan. Just imagine if there was more episodes of Marooned than MacBites. You didn't think when you said that, did you, that there actually would be? Do you realise... Oh, and then he said, I remember that the next bit was, and at some point there would be a crossover between After Hours and MacBites. When's that due to happen, Mike? Mind you, there's an element of that algorithm missing, isn't there? But you know when the next MacBites will be. How can 128 come out, Jonathan? Because 127's not out yet. Oh, we could do that and play with his mind. Kim says they would enjoy 5 hours. Could we cope? Lola would probably go mad. No, we must rein it in. It's all going to be about Devon Think. And it's all going to be amazing. Promise. I will do my best. I will do my utmost. No, we have 126 episodes of MacBites. We now have 126 episodes of Marooned.
It's a bit like Jonathan 8, Elaine 8, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. So tomorrow is the big day. Celebration at 7 o'clock as Marooned surpasses MacBites. Isn't there such a thing as too many MacBites, Jonathan? Is that possibly a thing? You daren't say that after 13 years of the worst schedule on the planet. You know, when you listen to these, what would you call them? The Uber influencers in how to make money and win friends and influence people. And they always say, consistency is the key. Mike and I sit there going, Do you remember that podcast event we went to and there was a panel at the beginning? Yeah. Really great venue. Love the venue. And this panel got up and they were all dramatists, really, weren't they? They were writing dramas or producing dramas. And one after, what's the key to success? That was like the question that came from the audience. And everyone, oh, yes, the schedule's got to be consistent. And I'm like looking at Mike and he's looking at me and I went, our schedule is consistent. It is consistently inconsistent. But you know what? After 13 years, Jonathan is still there, bless him. Oh, we love you, Jonathan. How are things going in Twitch? I can honestly say, Kim, they haven't. Don't worry, you've not missed a thing. There are reasons for that, not least of which was my calamity with Keynote. But I'm thinking it's best for a work with me, so I'll attempt at some point, and obviously you'll be awake, because it wouldn't be at 6 o'clock in the morning our time, not unless I'm on my way to bed. No, it will be in your time zone, so I'm sure you get a notification. You are my one follower, Kim, so you will get a notification. Yeah, I'm thinking like a work with me. Maybe. Let's reconstitute that presentation. That might work, wouldn't it? Am I allowed to use expletives on Twitch? Or do I need my bleep machine? As I'm cursing having to make the same slides a dozen times because it nuked them. What I did do, and this does work, I did download the video from Friday night. Oh, how big was that? How big was that? It being the longest show. There we go. It was 667.6 meg. Not bad. So I opened it up in VLC, whipped through to where the slides were that have now unceremoniously vanished, and used VLC to take screen caps so I can actually put those in as references and then recreate the slides. Which obviously I need to do before Friday because they were my Devon Think slides. Not a happy bunny. So yes, I do need to get in there as well. Never too many MacBites. Oh, Jonathan. He's gone to take the rubbish down. What? Does he not have people for that? I always thought Jonathan had people for everything, like Lola.
My mother did that.
What?
She said to me, I didn't step out the house yesterday because the weather was so awful. So the rubbish is still in the house. Well, you know how far the bins are from the...
Hers around the corner, aren't they? In that bin store?
That's not a bin store.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Well,
where's the bin
I could
then?
Be wrong.
I've never... Well, I did wonder if that was the bin store you'd have to take the bin up the stairs.
Yeah, I think the bins are right down where we parked.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's like half a mile walk.
Yeah.
See, it's a beautiful, beautiful flat she's got, but oh my word.
I think they meet up there. Well, they used to pre-COVID.
I'm thinking, though, when it's wet, there's about 6-7 steps that she goes up and down. But what's freaking me out at the moment is there's a handrail. Don't touch the handrail. How'd you get up those steps? Because they're lethal.
Mm.
Why they haven't put that... Do you remember at Tesco's one year where you come out of the lifts and there's an incline?
Yeah.
It's lethal, this incline. People come out of the lift at Tesco and then they turn around to like grab the kid or something and they've let go of the trolley and it's off down this incline. But this particular year, there was a problem with snow and ice and they put, I think it's called glass tape. We've got some.
Mm.
I put some down with Maya to stop the rug moving. Glass tape is like duct tape, but on the top of it, instead of it being like just silver or black or whatever colour it is, it's got like very, very rough sandpaper, which I think is made from glass, to stop you slipping. And it is made for outdoor use, and it's transparent. So why has nobody put some on that step? Because somebody's going to break their neck going down there at some point.
Do they collect the bins at night? Well, they tell you, Kim, they do round here anyway, to put your bins out by 6:30 in the morning. So he probably doesn't fancy getting up at 6:30 to put the rubbish
it's
out.
It's probably going to get dark, isn't it? I mean, it's actually quite light at the minute. The other night, it was dark by 7.
The thing is, they tell you to put your rubbish... Well, actually put your bins out by 6:30. They never collect them till the afternoon.
No, they're idiots. They used to come reasonably early, as you know, with Mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor didn't like people taking bins off the property. He thought they were robbers.
Also, the milk floats.
He also chased milk floats, don't ask. So he had to be taken for a walk on a Monday morning, didn't he, before the bin men arrived? And then brought back after they'd gone, or he would realign their expectations.
Bark, bark,
bark. He did. They collect them at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning. Yours start way earlier than ours, Jonathan. The bin men last week, it was Tuesday. Our day used to be Monday, but it came... They had a realignment, and it's now Tuesday. But they actually came about 25 past five, and I thought as it rumbled past, have you not been yet? But no, they hadn't. So unfortunately, that means here, because of there are rules about where they will take the bins from, which is very awkward, they have to be left on the pavement. And given the fact that people also park on the pavement, sometimes there's 17 cars in a road that only has 8 houses. And 2 bins for every house. So 16 bins. It's ridiculous. You can't move. I much prefer it when they came early, but they didn't. You see, I knew Jonathan would have people. There you go, caretaker.
Yeah.
I knew he would have people for this.
Yes, but he has to go and put the rubbish in the bin. Caretaker won't do that.
He used to run them over when he left. No, I've never done that. Dad hit a cone once. Don't ask.
We know?
I think he'd lost his nerve driving, bless him. But Mum had decided a holiday was a good idea. Seemed a good idea at the time. So they went down and they were waiting. It was a huge car park area. You probably know exactly what I'm talking about. A huge car park area with lanes. And the reason it had lanes is it was to get onto a ferry. So they get there. They are the first car there. And the guy says, you know, you need to be in lane one. And he had a cone. He only had one cone. And it was kind of stopping people get like into... Don't get into the non-lane lane, if you're with me. So everything to go at, all Dad had to do was get into lane one. And he ran over this guy's cone. There wasn't another car in sight. There wasn't another cone in sight. And Dad managed to hit it and mow it down. And the guy comes running after him going, "That's my cone!" And Mum's like, "Shoot me now. I'm never going on holiday again." She had as much luck with holidays as I did, Mike. Just saying. Oh, wait patiently for them to finish and wave at them. No, I don't do that. I'll leave the bin men to it. You didn't, though, did you? You called them back because there was still rubbish left in the bin. Oh, Mike wasn't happy with them. Anyway. Busy, busy day tomorrow. And... big day tomorrow. It's day 1, 2, 7. Oh, it's going to happen, Jonathan. We will surpass. We will. So we're going to head off, aren't we? And sort ourselves out ready for tomorrow. And possibly try some of that ice cream that came last night. Because we made the mistake of ordering some ice cream. And it wasn't soft scoop ice cream. So you basically have to wait until it's liquid to get it out of the pot. We'll be trying the soft scoop and reporting back. But other than that, we'll be with you tomorrow. Oh, Jonathan got ice cream too. I do love ice cream, I must admit, I do. So that's what we're going to be doing. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you tomorrow. Next time. Stay safe, guys.